It's Monday, the 25th of February, 2013. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a music show where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Holy smokes, what a great song. That right back there, Blondie, Once I Had a Love, the disco song. It's the 1975 version of Heart of Glass. So Before Heart of Glass, there was Once I Had a Love the Disco Song, and man, is it great. You can get it on the Platinum Collection, which, you know, a lot of people, myself included, thought they already had all the Blondie, so they didn't need to go out and get more Blondie, but apparently we do, because if you get the Platinum Collection, that's where you get the Once I Had a Love Disco Song. Man, it's so great. I love it. Okay, up next, a band from Saranac Lake, New York. That's right, they're called Swimming in Speakers. I played them on the show some years back when they released an EP, but now they've come out with a full-length album, so check that out. You can get it wherever music is sold. I recommend it. It's pretty good. It's kind of like if you crossed Regina Spektor and Moom or something. It's like a little bit more ambient, but similar in some ways to Regina Spektor's pop sensibilities. It's pretty good. So we're going to hear actually the same songs I played previously, which were from the EP, are now on the album, and it just so happens they're still my favorite songs. And I don't know if that's familiarity or what, but I just love them so super much. So we're going to hear In No and Serve Them Well, both from their debut full-length album Guessing the Others. Here we go, Swimming in Speakers, where else but on The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah. been on since I for whiles we will wish we had fostered to make a clear mind. If you are one who eclipses all else, see through to intention. Sleeplessness, I am waiting for someone else's thoughts. Serve them well. Take note of times to adhere. In opposition, we fail. In opposition, we will be apprehended. Once inside four walls, we will wish we had fostered to make a clear mind.
Okay, so just take that last one.
He got fired from Fox News, too. But did he curl up into a ball and weep like a baby? Of course he did. This is Glenn Beck we're talking about. But then he saw an open window. The internet. Who needs Fox News when he could take his patented brand of apocalyptic race baiting directly to the fans, who now pay $9.95 a month to hear Glenn, cheaper than a case of their favorite wine. And boy, I tell you, that $9.95 really adds up. Last year, Glenn Beck made $80 million. Placing him 11th on the Forbes list of the highest paid celebrities, tied with Elton John, who sang at the wedding of someone else on the list, Rush Limbaugh, who lives in a house that Elton John would call too gay. I mean, who has clouds painted on their ceiling? I'll tell you who, con men. And con men like Rush and Beck are one reason the Republicans are in such dire straits today. Because they don't care about winning elections. They care about separating rubes from their money. They've discovered there's a fortune to be made by keeping a small portion of America under the illusion that they are always under attack from Mexicans or Acorn or Planned Parenthood or gays or takers, global warming hoaxers. It doesn't matter. They don't want a majority. They want a mailing list, a list of the kind of gullible honey boo-boos out there who think that there's a war on Christmas and that the socialist policies of our Kenyan president have been so disastrous that the end of the world is coming. I'm not exaggerating. Go to any right-wing website and you'll see ads for prepper bags and water purifiers and survival seeds, also known as seeds. And for years, Beck, Kennedy, and other radio hosts endorsed Goldline, a company that sells gold coins to frightened old people for twice what they're worth. Why not just hogtie your audience and steal their disability checks? I don't know why being a Republican means needing to have your faith recharged 5 times a day like Dick Cheney's heart. Because there's no comparable industry on the left devoted to separating liberals from their cash. I mean, unless you count Whole Foods.
We can so excited that we can feel in the air.
That was two songs in a row by Beach Fossils, who have a brand new record that just came out recently. It's called Clash the Truth. And the first of the two songs we heard was the title track, Clash the Truth. Then we heard Crashed Out, both really great, very consistent Beach Fossils. So if you've ever liked anything by Beach Fossils, and if you liked those two songs, you will like the entire album, which all sounds like Beach Fossils. It's pretty good. I do think it actually sounds a little different than their previous albums, but it's just that they're equally as consistent on this new album as they have been in the past. And there's definitely like a specific sound that Beach Fossils has, and it's still present on this new album. It's just that it sounds a little different. Speaking of great bands from New York, actually New York and Los Angeles, they got members everywhere. We're going to hear the Dum Dum Girls up next. We're going to hear two songs from a really great EP called End of Days with a Z. Great EP, and Dum Dum Girls never disappoint, always good. And we're going to hear two great songs. First, we're going to hear Mine Tonight, and then we're going to hear Lord Knows, both super awesome. If you like these songs, definitely pick up the EP and everything else by the Dum Dum Girls because they're quality. Here it is, right now.
I feel sheltered out in fear. Gonna hang on to the calm. The day we wake up feeling clear. Oh, Sani lisa gael yr oedd y gwni'n well na'r mel. Yng nghangen lan, yng awl ar gli, dydi yw'r lan a fan y byd, dydi sy'n
ti moyn ag unrhyw beth.
skyline.
Those songs are great, aren't they? It's really cool. That's a band from Wales called Colorama. And Colorama, I don't quite get this band. I'm pretty sure those songs are in Japanese. I don't understand why this dude from Wales is singing in Japanese, but he seems to be like really famous in Japan, so he's like computer magic in that way. So maybe he just decided to make songs in Japanese for the Japanese audience that loves him, or I don't know. I just know that those songs are awesome. And they came from his album Coloring Book. It's really great. We heard Lisa Lan and V Moin T. And both fantastic. The whole album is really good. If you like those two songs, pick the thing up. You will not be disappointed. And speaking of bands that are actually from Japan, we're going to hear Shugo Takamura from Tokyo. He's got a new album. It's called In Focus. It's got a question mark. And it's really great. He never really disappoints. And man, this first song we're going to hear, it's called Katachi. And there's a music video for it. And it is fantastic. It's so cool. It's awe-inspiring paper art animation, like a stop motion with paper cuts and things. It's incredible. And so we're going to hear Katachi and then Helicotite Lesa Madi. Anyway, it's pretty good. Check it out. Shugo Takamura.
Matter, matter.
The song before the song we just heard was Peter Morin from Stockholm, Sweden. Peter Morin is the Peter of Peter, Bjorn, and John. Best known for Young Folks, but also just known for being quality music from Sweden. And he's got, you know, his own, I think a lot of those guys have their own kind of solo things going. And his most recent record is called Pyramiden. And we heard the song Odyssey from it. And pretty good stuff. If you like that song, check out the album after that. Speaking of bands from Sweden, we heard Junip. That's basically Jose Gonzalez from Gothenburg, Sweden, with their song Line of Fire. It's a single that's just come out, and I think it's from a forthcoming new album, which is pretty exciting. So thought I'd put those two Swedish bands on with their little track, a little taste of the two bands. Pretty good stuff. And that's it. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Lady Lamb the Beekeeper from right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're going to hear her amazing cover of Bob Dylan's All I Really Want to Do, though she's not really covering the Dylan version so much as she's covering Cher's cover of the Dylan version. So if you've ever heard Cher's cover of Bob Dylan's song, All I Really Want to Do, which I'd recommend, it's way better than Dylan's version, or most of the other versions, which are more direct, you know, most people who cover his song just kind of do it like him or the same arrangement or something. Hers is a better version. And Lady Lamb the Beekeeper covers her version. So hats off to Cher for coming up with a good arrangement. And then hats off to Lady Lamb the Beekeeper for really just making it incredible. It's like, I like the Cher version, but I really like the Lady Lamb the Beekeeper version. It's just, it's so remarkably great. So here it is, Lady Lamb the Beekeeper with All I Really Want to Do. It's a free download off the internet. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. But for now, let's just enjoy Lady Lamb the Beekeeper and All I Really Want to Do. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Moss and Nothing More, both by Swimming in Speakers. I also talked over All I Really Want to Do, as covered first by Duane Eddy and then by Billy Strange. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Oh.